This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Cecchi today on this last weekend of February. And my first guest this second hour is a fascinating man. He's not only a captain of a ship, but he's also an airline captain, too. Talk about an exciting career. And he is one of the stars of the 10th season on National Geographic of Wicked Tuna. Dave Carraro will be joining us. A lovely lady who's been on our show in the past, actress Adrienne Barbeau, will be here. From CNN, Dr. Sanjay Gupta will be joining us. He's one of the people that I think is trying out to be a host of Jeopardy. He's coming up in the next few weeks. And then Lauren Grutman will be joining us. We're going to be talking about small businesses and how they survive during these tough times of COVID-19. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Cecchi today.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. Who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Live nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Cecchi today. Well, coming up this Sunday is the premiere of the 10th season on National Geographic of Wicked Tunas. I got to tell you something. This show just blows me away. It's phenomenal. And joining us right now is a gentleman who is the captain in both of his careers, in his air career and in his water career. Joining us right now is Dave Carraro. Hi, Dave. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
I cannot believe what goes on this show. It is fascinating. Now, you're out there and you're looking for a bluefin tuna, and this is a tough enough job the way it is. But now with this coronavirus, it really becomes tough because, of course, the demand for food is a little bit down because restaurants being closed. But you guys still got to go out, and if you don't catch a fish, you don't get paid. And the things that you run into are fascinating. You really enjoy this, don't you? You've been doing this for a long time. You love fishing.
Absolutely. And, you know, I speak for all of us. It's in your blood. It's exciting. There's money to be made. It's competitive. You know, it's a passion. It's a passion for all of us. Absolutely.
But, Dave, it is dangerous at times, is it not?
Sure. You know, like anything else, you know, every time we leave the dock, there's always that chance that, you know, we may not come home. Yeah. You know, a lot of things can go wrong, both on rough days and also on calm days. You know, there's many, many hazards out there, many.
Now, there's a little bit of a change in this 10th anniversary season because of the fact that you guys are always at each other's neck, obviously, because, you know, you want to have the most fish, you want to have the most cash in hand. But because of this, You're kind of putting old rivalries aside, and you work as a team now, do you not?
We did this year. You know, it just, you know, with the pandemic, having, you know, being here still, and this past summer, it was new to all of us, and many of the restaurants, you know, throughout the U.S. and also in Japan and all around the world are either closed or just operating at, you know, very limited capacity, and there just was not the demand for bluefin tuna. Just, you know, we could not go out and fish every day, and that's what the buyers agreed on. Hey, you know, we can't take fish 7 days a week, but let's try 3 days a week, and we'll see if we can, you know, get them out of market and see if, you know, we can get an okay price for them. But, you know, with that said, you know, we all knew that this was the season we had to put things aside. This was a season where we knew we all had to work together to try and help each other for a common goal, catching fish and making what money we possibly can considering the circumstances.
Now, this is kind of an interesting note that I found, okay? Does the government restrict the quota of only one bluefin per day? Can they do that? Have they done that? Is that part of the agreement?
Yeah. The National Marine Fisheries, they determine each season how many we are allowed to keep, you know, per day.
Yeah.
In the past, other seasons, we were allowed to keep up to five a day. And if the market does get flooded, if there's a lot of fish being caught, they'll trim it back to two a day or even one a day. In the last couple of years, it has only been one fish per day.
Now, is that per ship or is that per person?
That's for the boat.
That's for the boat.
So the boat, when my boat leaves the dock, I can only bring in one fish. If I get in and offload the fish just before midnight, I can go out and fish the next day.
Mm-hmm.
But if I offload the fish just after midnight, I cannot fish that day.
First of all, how big is the ship? I know it's called the FV-tuna.com. How big is the vessel?
My boat is 44 feet long by 18 feet wide, which is a pretty big boat for a tuna boat.
Yeah. And how much crew do you have on there, Dave?
My boat, I like to run it with three people. You know, you can do it with as few as two.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a problem. But I like fishing with three. It's just comfortable. You know, when we're fishing around the clock, it's nice to have somebody awake at the wheel or somebody on watch. You know, you can easily get by with two, but I have two guys and I want to keep them employed. So I like to fish with birds.
Out of curiosity, though, you talk about being sleep-deprived because between the waves and everything else, but sleep deprivation seems to be one of the hazards of this thing because if you're not on watch, you're getting bounced around if it's rough weather. So that's another hazard of it. You do this up in Massachusetts, right?
We do. Yep, out of Gloucester, Massachusetts. That's correct.
Yeah. Now, we mentioned before the fact that you're a captain. You're not only a captain of this 44-foot tuna ship, but you are also a captain of, and I'm assuming because you're with JetBlue, it's got to be an A300 or a Boeing 737. You're a commercial airline pilot.
I've been a captain now for just, I guess, what am I coming on? I can't even remember now. 28 years.
Wow.
Yeah. My airline, we have both the, we have the Airbus, we have the 319, 320,
yeah,
and the 321. Now we also have the Airbus, the 220. That's our newest addition.
Yeah.
And we also have the Embraer 190. So we've got a pretty big fleet.
Are you checked out on all of them, Dave?
No. You can only be checked out on one airplane at a time, whichever you choose. You can pretty much fly anything you want.
See, I'm a big fan of airline pilots. I think that it's amazing what they do. I'm enamored. As a small little boy, I would, with my father, sit at the end of runways and watch airplanes land. And to this very day, and my wife is in awe of the fact that I can tell a 737, you know, the old DC-8, the DC-9s, you know, I just love airplanes.
Uh-huh.
And what you do in that cockpit is just absolutely fascinating to me. Going back to the fishing, because one of these days I'd like to have you come back and talk about flying. Before we leave the flying, though, you have made the comment that that's a day job for you. If you could fish all the time, you'd quit flying. Is that true?
I don't know if I'd quit flying. I mean, I love doing both of them, and I'm very fortunate. You know, I think one job complements the other. In the off season, I'm flying full time. When fishing season here, I'm fishing full time. So you know, each job you know, carries the other. I have each job is a plan B for the other in case fishing ever goes away. I can fly, and if flying ever goes away for whatever reason, health reasons, I can always fish.
There you go.
I love them both, and I hope to do them for a long time to come.
I hope you do, too. How big is a bluefin tuna?
A bluefin tuna, the biggest one I ever caught was 1,496 pounds.
Whoa.
And that was many, many years ago, and our biggest bluefin on thetuna.com was just over 1,200 pounds, and ironically, that was Sandra's very first fish that he caught with me some 13 years ago. And that fish was 11 feet long, and it took us 2 hours and 45 minutes to catch, and we only got $5 a pound, but we'll take it.
But, you know, it's amazing because when you're talking about a fish that big, then I can understand why 1-2 a day is a quota, because if you get any more, even half that size, you're not going to be able to get the boat to float anymore.
No, we can easily. I could put 10 of those fish in my fish hold. We got a big fish hold. It's not a matter of how much the boat can hold that sets the quota. It's just a matter of trying to make it so there's not too many fish coming in at one time flooding the market. Mm-hmm. So the fisheries does a pretty good job, but we can easily put 5-plus fish on my boat. But for a smaller center console, even if it was 5 a day, that center console can't take more than 2 to 3 fish a day. There's just no place to put the fish other than on the deck. And if you don't have the capacity to hold the fish, if you don't have the ice to keep the fish fresh, there's no sense in keeping more than you can take care of.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask what kind of equipment you use to catch a fish that big.
Just it's all rod and reel, no different than going down to your local pond and catching a carp or a largemouth bass.
Yes.
The only difference is it's just a little bigger and a little heavier line.
So with a rod and a reel, you catch a 1,000-pound fish.
We do, and it's fun, it's exciting, and you know the rods are big, hooks are relatively big, strong, but it's still very, very challenging. I mean, we could fight a 1,000-pound fish for 20 minutes, and some of them take as long as 12 hours.
Wow. Fascinating show. It really is, Dave. I congratulate you for the success of being part of Wicked Tuna's 10th season on National Geographic on Sundays at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central Time. Our guest has been Captain Dave Carraro, who's not only a captain of a fishing boat, but also a captain of a jet airliner. Dave, you're a fascinating guest, and I tell you, good luck with the 10th season, and when you want to come back and talk about airplanes, let us know, okay?
Anytime. Thanks for having me on, and we'll see you Sunday night at 9 p.m.
Thanks, Dave. Sunday night at 9 p.m., starting the 10th season on National Geographic of a great show, Wicked Tuna, and our guest has been Captain Dave Carraro. It's a fascinating show. I love it. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders. And now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy today. I'm very happy to have our next guest with us. She used to be with us a lot of times, and for some reason, we have not had her on the show again, but she is back. I love this lady. She is such a talented one. And we are going to be talking about a film that is set to release today called For the Love of Jesse. Joining us right now is the beautiful Adrienne Barbeau. Adrienne, welcome back to the show. Good to hear your voice again.
Thank you, Ron. I saw your name and I thought, oh boy.
Yeah, it's been a long time, but boy, I got to tell you something. Still as beautiful as ever and talented as ever in this new show that's coming up. I'm very excited for this. It's being released today. It's called For the Love of Jesse, and you play a mom this time around.
I play a mom this time around. And actually, a grandmom at one point.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I play the mother of a doctor, a young man played by Randy Wayne, who's very much in love with his very pregnant wife, and is devastated when she dies during childbirth.
Mm-hmm.
And he is left with raising my grandchild.
Yeah.
This is not a mom you'd necessarily want to have.
Yeah.
She shows up and she's not incredibly likable. She and her son have a prickly relationship.
Yeah.
But she shows up because somebody's got to help him take care of this baby. And finally convinces him that he's got to hire someone, a housekeeper, nanny, to take care of the baby. Does not like the woman that he hires, who has her own history, having lost a child. And it is a love story. It is a story about second chances. And even in the case of my character, the changes that can take place in a person as a result of love. It's not like, you know, the people who usually watch me to see me screaming and yelling and the ghosts coming or the horror. This is for a much, much wider audience.
Well, you know, it's unique here when you say that he got a nanny, because the nanny, according to what I saw, was actually a former patient of his that lost the baby to a miscarriage, so he decides to hire her because she needs a job, and you didn't really agree with this arrangement. I mean, ultimately,
No, because she shows up wearing, she's got tattoos, she's got a biker jacket on, she's got her hair shaved. This is not someone I want. In fact, I have a line. I hope you're not here to apply for the job dressed like that.
Yeah.
Oh, and
yeah. That would be a frightening thing to see. The thing about it is, though, is that this movie, even though it came out today, it was the winner of a Best Screenplay in Los Angeles' Film Awards back in 2017. So this was done a couple of years back, right, Adrienne?
Well, no, the screenplay was written in 2017.
Oh, okay.
And then they, you know, just as they were getting ready to start filming, and I should have looked this up. I'm not sure if we did this in
2018. It must have been, maybe it was early 2019.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Just as they were ready to start filming, the actor that David Maccabee, our writer-director, had written the role for to play the doctor, my son, passed away.
Oh, gosh, really?
And so then it was, you know, a question of if they were even going to continue. But they did, and they hired Randy Wayne, wonderful actor.
Yes, he is.
And went on and made the film.
You know, you have had such an illustrious career over your life, your young life. You know, of course, everybody remembers Maude back in 1972. You had a lot of horror films, as you alluded to earlier. Someone's Watching Me, The Fog, Escape from New York, Swamp Thing, gosh, Two Evil Eyes, Creepshow. And you did some voiceover work, too, as the Catwoman on Batman, the animated series. Do you like doing voiceover works? A lot of actors and actresses like that because they can, it's like being in a costume at an amusement park. You can act really silly and nobody sees you.
What I like about it is you don't have to put a costume on. You know?
No makeup, no nothing.
I love doing voiceover work.
Yeah.
Right now, when I'm not acting, I am. I do video description for the blind.
Really?
So that when you're watching your television show, if you hit your secondary audio channel program button, you can hear a voice describing what is happening on screen in between the dialogue so that someone who's visually impaired, you know, hears the actor speaking, but then hears my voice or another actor's voice describing the action. So, and fortunately, because my son is a music producer and he has a studio here at the house, I've been able to do some of my voiceover work even as we are sheltering in place.
Yeah.
So that's been very nice. And I love doing voiceovers. I do a lot of video games. Fallout 76 and God of War and Halo 4 and, you know, they're great fun. Love them.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun, yeah. Problem when you do that, they don't see your beautiful face. They should put like a little 8x10 there on all these video games. This is the beautiful person who you hear on this. As I mentioned before, it's released today, and it can be found on Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, Comcast On Demand, CBD.com, ChristianCinema.com, Walmart, Target, and Best Buy. And I couldn't be happier for you because I think that this is a great movie. It has been described as a path to a second chance for heartache and drama and redemption. And this is the kind of movie that you like to watch at times like this because it makes you feel you've gotten a second chance at life. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
Adrian, you have to do me a favor now, okay? This is favor time. You can't stay away as long as we have had in the past, right? You got to come and visit us more often. I love when you're here. You're a great actress, a nice, nice person, and I really miss not talking to you. Can we make a little note that you'll be back soon?
You know what? I have another film releasing. Oh. It's a golf comedy with Dan Lauria and Amber Liu, the K-pop star.
Yes.
So I'd be Eagle in the Albatross. I'd be happy to come back and talk about that. And then I've got three more horror films that are in various states of post-production. There's a really good one. It's the only one I've seen, so I can't talk about the other two, called Unearth with Mark Blucas. And so hopefully when those are ready to be seen, I'll come and talk to you again.
Let's do it, Adrian. Love when you're here, and congratulations on this film, For the Love of Jesse, and we'll look forward to having you back next month.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Adrian. Our guest has been Adrian Barbeau. And stick around. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden spoke at the White House after passage of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill in the House in a near party line vote early in the morning.
With their vote, we're one step closer to vaccinating the nation. We are one step closer to putting $1,400 in the pockets of Americans. We're one step closer to extending unemployment benefits for millions of Americans who are shortly going to lose them.
The legislation now heads to the Senate. The FDA is expected to make a final decision on authorizing the Johnson & Johnson one-shot COVID-19 vaccine this weekend. The advisory panel has already endorsed it. The company promises more than 100 million doses will roll out in the next 4 months. This means with Moderna and Pfizer expecting 600 million doses by August, there could be a surplus of the vaccines in the U.S. this summer. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Saggi today. I'm very excited to talk to our next guest. He is quite a gentleman. He not only is an award-winning journalist, a practicing neurosurgeon, he's also an author. He's penned 3 books, Cheating Death, Chasing Life, Monday Mornings, and aside from the fact that he's very bright, In 2003, he was People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. So he's not only smart, but he's good-looking, very depressing for us people who are ugly and dumb. Joining us right now is Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Hi, Doctor. How are you?
I can hear all the... thank you, Ron. I can hear all the groans out there, which I yes. That was, I mean, 16 years ago. I think there's some sort of statute of limitations on the People Magazine stuff.
I don't know about
thank
that.
You.
At least you're around in the arena, as they say. You know, some of us never even get the ticket to get in the show, but... I love this.
Thanks for having me.
Well, that's a great joy having you here. I'm a fan of what you do. The CNN original series, Chasing Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta, is fascinating. You have traveled the entire globe, if you will, Japan, India, Bolivia, Norway, Italy, Turkey, to explore traditions and modern practices, medical practices and not necessarily medical practices, that constitute a healthy life. Tell us about that, because so many times I think people think that the United States is ahead of everything when it comes to keeping healthy.
Right. Yeah, no, I think that, you know, in some ways that's where we started, was this idea that, you know, you look at the United States, and I'm a proud member of the, you know, I'm a doctor, practicing doctor here in the United States, but, you know, this conversation is very much around this idea that we spend $3.5 trillion on health care every year, and life expectancy has gone down 3 years in a row in the United States. There's all sorts of different reasons for that, but one point is clear, is it's not happening in many other countries, no other developed countries around the world. So what do they know that we don't know, or what are they doing that we're not doing? What can we learn from them? That was it. This is really about the journey of learning those things and understanding what is true and then bringing those stories back home.
Doctor, is it always tied in to medicine, or is it tied into diet, lifestyle, heredity?
It is fascinating, Ron, because it is different things in different places. I'll give you a quick example. We were down in, I lived in the Amazon rainforest for a while as part of this show with a indigenous tribe known as the Chimane tribe. And the reason we were with them was because studies have shown they have basically no heart disease, which is remarkable. I mean, you think, well, indigenous tribe, of course they don't have heart disease. Actually, not true. Most indigenous tribes have significant chronic disease, just like we do in the United States. But there was all sorts of things we looked at, but one of the things that seemed to be very protective for them, and it takes a second to get your arms around it, but they live with some degree of parasite infection their entire lives. And you think, well, parasite makes you sick, and that is true. But once you recover from it and the parasite is essentially living in your body, it seems to tamp down your immune system in a way that can actually be very healthy.
Hmm.
And it is how we humans have lived for most of our existence on Earth. You know, we are seeing but the blink of an eye in terms of our human existence. Most of the time, humans actually cohabitated, if you will, with these organisms, and maybe that's how our bodies are supposed to function. So that's a totally different way of looking at health, right?
Yeah. But
there's lessons in there, I think, for people all over the world.
Doctor, was that in Bolivia?
That was in Bolivia.
Yeah, the reason I asked that is because I saw a synopsis of that show, which aired on April 20th, I believe it was, and
yep.
It said that you and your family have been affected from heart disease, and I can attest to that because it's in our family too. That kind of struck me because it was something that, you know, I'm always thinking that if you don't go to the heart doctor, you're in a world of hurt, but apparently you're not in some instances, and this is one of them.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and I have significant family, a history of heart disease, and I think you worry about it a lot, especially when you get close to the age where my father was when he had his heart problems. So, right, I think that's it's a very personal thing. But, yes, to your question, I mean, you go to the middle of the Amazon rainforest, they don't even have a health care system, let alone the medicines and all the various interventions and stuff that we have in the United States. And they've been able to do something that we haven't. Heart disease is still the biggest killer of men and women in the United States. So, yeah, I think you're right. It's not always about a particular thing, and sometimes it's all these things put together.
You mentioned about approaching the age that your father was when he had a heart attack. I don't know, it's even tougher when you've surpassed that age, as I have. That even makes it more scary. My father was only 55 years old when he passed away, so boy, I tell you, it was worrisome beforehand, and now it's worrisome afterwards. Here's one I thought was very interesting, Doctor. You went to Italy, which I'm of Italian descent, and you found out, and this is, you know, I think pretty common, that the fact that in Italy, food, family, faith always, you know, plays a big role. And, you know, you kind of have food, faith, and good times, and you forget about health. From a country, and I like this, otherwise known for its vices. What kind of vices are you talking about?
Well, look, I mean, you know, Italians, they love to eat. They love to drink. They smoke still more than we do in this country. They're not known for their exercise.
Right.
They don't really engage in those things that we say, oh, yeah, that's the absolute healthy lifestyle. And that's not I'm not trying to be maligning their lifestyle. I mean, the reason we were there is because they are some of the healthiest people in the world. So that, again, tosses some of our conventional notions a little bit on their head. Wait, I thought if I don't eat meat and I don't drink alcohol and don't smoke, then I'm good to go. And by the way, you should do all those things, you know, not smoke and eat a good diet. But clearly there's something else. And that, I think that's what we really wanted to sort of get at in Italy. And by the way, given that you're Italian descent, you may know that in Roseto, Pennsylvania, there was a group of Italian immigrants that lived in the United States many decades ago, and they became sort of famous because they had the lowest rates of heart disease in the United States. And this was a primarily Italian immigrant community that, again, ate as if they were still in Italy, drank as if they were still in Italy, had high cholesterol, had all those things that were sort of the conventional risk factors, and yet they had the lowest rate of heart disease in the country. Why? What are they doing? That was the real question we wanted to try and answer.
Well, I was originally from Pennsylvania, but apparently I should have been moved closer to Roseto. Okay, because, Doctor, I know that you're on a very busy schedule, but I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, okay, did you find things that could be applicable to people in America? I mean, if you went back to the United States after visiting some of these countries and said, this is what we found, this is what we think you should do, would you be contested in that?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, part of doing a show like this, especially for me as a scientist, a medical doctor, is to, you know, really look into the veracity of these things and understand, you know, what is the evidence behind them. But I think in some ways we approached it also asking the question in all sorts of different ways. It wasn't sometimes so much what they were doing necessarily that made them much healthier. It was something in that they were doing was actually being protective to them. What protects people from developing, you know, increase in mortality and, mm-hmm. and dropping life expectancy? How do we buffer against that? And I think in that regard, there were lots of lessons. There were really specific lessons in terms of what you should eat, how you should move, even the best way to rest and sleep, like the very basic things in life. But I think there were much bigger sort of messages as well. The value of living in a social tribe. The idea that when we became rugged individualists in the United States, maybe that wasn't the right answer in terms of our health. We live in these siloed off worlds. Humans are social creatures. We evolved to be social creatures. And when you take away that social nature, does that have a measurable, demonstrable negative impact on health? Seems to be the case. And it may be why Italians are so healthy.
Yeah. Well, it's fascinating. It really is. And this has been fascinating to talk to you. Chasing Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta, as we mentioned, for Saturdays at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on CNN. Doctor, you're welcome back anytime. I know you're on a busy schedule. I appreciate the time that you've spent with us, and good luck with the show and everything that you do.
Thank you so much, Ron. Thank you. Very appreciate you watching.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be watching. There's no doubt. I have been, and I will continue to do. Our guest has been Dr. Sanjay Gupta. As we mentioned, Chasing Life is the name of the series. It appears on CNN, its original series, and it airs on Saturday evenings at 9 o'clock Eastern and Pacific Time. Very interesting stuff. And while we are on the subject of doctors, I think the entire world was stunned and holding their breath this past week, knowing that Tiger Woods was in that terrible accident out in California, the rollover of that vehicle and how it looked. It had certainly not minor injuries, but it could have been a lot, lot worse. And we are sure glad that he is well and back on the road to recovery. We're going to pause for a couple of seconds. There's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders. And now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Today, all across the USA and around the world, our next guest, I am just so anxious to talk to her. She is a author, consumer savings expert, a mother, and she's going to tell us about a lot of things when it comes to saving money and living a simpler, happier life. Joining us right now is Lauren Grootman. Hi, Lauren. How are you?
Hey. Thanks, Ron, for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. Here we are, well into the 2021 now. You know, we're hopefully that people are paying off some of their Christmas bills, but that's, in some cases a long shot. But you have a great story about how you went from being in debt after living a very, very comfortable life and coming out of it and living happier. And, you know, I think there's a fallacy, Lauren. I think people think that the more assets you have, the more bells and whistles, the bigger house, keeping up with the Joneses, you know, the nice car, the jewelry and everything else, you can live happy. And then you say, well, I'm going to make life simple.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, that's really nicer to make things simple. But that could, to some people, be an oxymoron.
Exactly. And I think a lot of times, you know, I talk a lot about that in my book, The Recovering Spender, about how I was in that $40,000 worth of debt and drowning, and how I really needed to get out and create a much simpler life. And, you know, a lot of times I find that people, when it comes to money and finances and things, is that they're constantly looking for an external solution to an internal void, right? And so when we take everything away and make things a lot simpler, you know, there's some work to do there, but it's good stuff. It's good stuff. So I'm just really thankful that you have me back on today to talk about it.
Well, you know, Lauren, one of the things that I think you need to rid yourself of, you talk about expenses, you need to rid yourself of people who live beyond their means or have an enormous amount of money, your friends, and you're always jealous of. It's not uncommon in circles to have friends who big boats, big houses, and you say, heck, I can do that. And before you know it, you're sunk. And it is the old concept of keeping up with the Joneses. I want to be better. I want a newer car. I want a same kind of car, and so on and so on and so forth. How do you do it?
Right. You know, there's that saying of comparing your insides with other people's outsides, right? So a lot of times those people are in debt too. So we want to rid ourselves of that comparison, but also we want to rid ourselves of that debt, you know, and that's really how people are going to get control of their finances, is to get rid of those credit cards and take control of the finances. And that really all starts with how you're paying for things. And, you know, if we can get into some suggestions, one of the top suggestions that I use and tell people all the time, so that you're not, you know, trying to keep up with those Joneses and you're taking care of yourself, is to use Affirm. And if you haven't heard of Affirm is a transparent alternative to credit cards that gives you the flexibility to let shoppers pay over time at over 6,500 retailers without any late or hidden fees. And so you can split your bills. You can buy something at stores like Neiman Marcus and Walmart and Williams-Sonoma, and it shows you the cost of the purchase up front in simple dollars, never charges you more than you can agree to, and then it lets you pay for this over time. So it's a really great alternative to credit cards. You can buy the things and then pay it off over time, but you're not going into debt. So it's really a really great alternative.
Is there an interest rate connected to it?
It depends. You have to go and check out. Depends on what store it is. But it can be as low as 0%. And so you need to just go and check out Affirm. And we have a link at tipsontv.com where you can go and check out everything that I'm going to be talking about today.
You know, Lauren, one of the things that is a, you know, kind of blocker in a lot of plans is the fact you mean well going into it. You're setting a budget. Then all of a sudden, out of the blue, your car needs repair. There's something wrong with the roof. You know, your children, of which you have four, they want the latest clothes and the latest technology. Things that are shooting out in the dark that really screw up a budget. How do you handle that? Because it's not in the plan.
Right. So I'm a big believer in saving money. And I have a lot of really interesting, kind of unique, smart saving tips. So I'm a big believer in taking advantage of rewards programs. To put money back into your pocket so that you have money for things like Christmas or if your kids need school clothes or something like that. So I recommend a rewards program called Swagbucks. And Swagbucks is a fun and free online rewards program that's paid out over $500 million. So it's a way to make money without having to spend money when you're online. So you can get free gift cards, and cash for things you already do online, like sharing your opinion. You can take pictures of your grocery receipts. You can find great deals. You can watch TV shows. And you can earn money and gift cards to put back into your pocket so that if something comes up, you have a little extra cushion to, you know, prepare and plan for that. And actually, I love Swagbucks so much. They've helped me pay for my kids' Christmas presents over the past 8 years with the gift cards that I've earned through them. So it really helps. You know, any little way that we can help put money back in our pocket for these unexpected expenses really helps in the long run.
Your book is called The Recovering Spender. I like the name of it because you mentioned the fact that if you're broke, talking to our audience right now, you've been there. If you need help with shopping, you've been there. If coupons make you, you don't want to bang your head on the wall, you got a fix for it. If you've been through a divorce, you've been there. If you've gotten remarried, you've been there. If you're a busy mom with a little time to spare, you are there. So excuses for this are really not acceptable.
Right, and I think we have excuses for the things that are important to us are the things that we're going to do, right? We do the things that are important to us. And when I'm sitting down with a family, or I'm working with somebody on one of my courses. I have a website, laurengroupman.com, and I have courses on there. And if I'm sitting down with a client and I'm looking through their budget and I'm trying to help them cut their budget down, the first place actually where I look is at their cell phone bill, because chances are that they're paying way too much for their service. So one place I send them, I recommend Ting Mobile, and they're a nationwide low-cost cell provider that helps you save on your monthly cell phone bill. So they offer unlimited talk and text for only $10 a month. And then they have a 5-gigabyte plan for $25 and even an unlimited plan for $45 a month. And what's cool is you can even bring your current phone number to Ting, and you'll get the same great coverage as those big carriers. So the only difference really is more money in your pocket. So, you know, we take time for the things that matter to us. So if getting out of debt and budgeting and learning how to manage your money is important to you, you will make the time. It's just common sense that we make time for things that are important. So I hope that people take the tips that I'm sharing today and really take a look at them and put some of the practices into their life.
Spending money is like an addiction. And, of course, you sleep better at night when you're financially secure. And, you know, you might not have the fancy car, but you do get 8 hours sleep without worrying how to pay for it. Where can we go for more information, Lauren?
For more information on everything that we talked about today, they can go to tipsontv.com.
Lauren, it's always nice having you here, and look forward to your return.
Thanks so much, Ron.
Lauren Groupman has been our guest, a savings expert, and the author of the book that is The Recovering Spender. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Saggi today.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
that's a wrap on this last weekend of February. We hope you enjoyed the past 2 hours, and I want to thank you for joining us, along with our guest from Earth, Wind, and Fire, Philip Daly, actress Kim Delaney, the winner of Season 7 of Alone, Roland Welker, Irene Walker, one of the stars of Wicked Tuna, David Carraro, actress Adrian Barbeau, from CNN, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, and Lauren Grutman. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live on Across the USA and Around the World with Ron Segi Today. Till then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.